Hello once again, every one of you fine, beautiful people. This is Matt, and I am on my phone on this beautiful day, this beautiful Tuesday. I say that because it's Monday right now. Yeah, I'm recording this a little early. So it's been on my mind since Friday's episode, and I can't stop thinking about it because I've experienced some weird things in the bathrooms over the years, and in public bathrooms. So I wrote down some notes of all the ones I could remember. There were some, I can swear there were some other ones, but I can't remember which ones. So, yeah. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm just thinking of the story. Like, all right, so one of the first things that happened to me in a bathroom, public bathroom, that I can remember anyway, that's like weird, or it's not sexual. It's not like, you know, I got head in the women's bathroom. Nah, nothing like that. This is just like weird shit. So, okay. So I used to work for a company. I won't say who because you would know it for sure. Nobody doesn't love. And I was in an office. I wasn't like a bread maker or anything. So, oh shit, I guess I shouldn't have said that. So I wasn't a baker. But so we had to do computer refreshes, which was putting new operating systems on the employees of that company's computers in all the offices and a lot of them in the production sites. Anyway, that's irrelevant. So we had an office bathroom. Of course, there were like two or three, I think it was three stalls, and like four urinals and two sinks, whatever it was. It was a nice bathroom, actually, that kept it clean. So, me personally, I hate having to use a public bathroom at all. It's just a phobia of mine. And it has nothing to do with cleanliness, although some of y'all motherfuckers are disgusting. But it actually has to do with being heard by somebody else. Like, and that stems, I think, from elementary school when you go to use the bathroom and, oh my God, he's in there taking his crap. And then everybody laughs, yeah. And then you never live it down, right? Until you're like 23 and you got a gun to your mouth. Oh, they heard me shit and click, click, boom. Okay, it's not that serious, but, and it actually first happened to me when I was a teenager, or not a teenager, I'm sorry. Well, maybe I was 19, 20, something like that, 21, 22, I can keep going. My friends and I went to a drive-in theater that still exists. I currently live right down the road from it, which is cool. And I can't remember what we went to see, though. Something tells me it was like Toy Soldiers and, or Small Soldiers, one of the two. I can't remember. I think it was Toy Soldiers and something else. Anyway, it was intermission, and I went to the bathroom. There was a line. And the problem was, you know, somebody walked up and went in, but everything was taken, so they just stood there and waited. And then another person would do it, another person would do it. And before long, the line started inside the bathroom and went outside. So when it was my turn, I went to the urinal, and I felt all of the eyes behind me looking right at me. anticipating me being done so they could go to the bathroom. And it freaked me out. I had a panic attack. And I zipped up. I didn't even pee. And I just walked out. So ever since then, I cannot use a urinal, which is why I always go into a stall when I go into a public bathroom. And that's the next best thing. Then, you know, I mean, I am now 42 years old, and I have just recently, within the last maybe 2 years, stopped caring if somebody heard me shit. But, or pee, for that matter. And, but I cannot use a urinal. I cannot be out in the open with somebody watching me pee. And I think I know where that stems from, too. I was like 5, 6 years old. Me and my dad used to go on walks all over the neighborhood. And one time I was like, Dad, I gotta pee. And we were on this major street. All kinds of traffic. It was like afternoon, evening, rush hour traffic. And we walked up to this yard and there was this huge evergreen tree. And he was like, just step back into the tree and pee inside it. And I was like, okay, I hope nobody sees me. And the whole time I was peeing, I remember I was terrified that somebody was going to drive by and see me. And I think that's what it may stem from, too. I don't know. But anyway, when I worked at this company and I had to take a crap, I hated it. But at the same time, it was like usually nobody was in the bathroom. So I would go in there and eventually I actually was told by somebody else there was another bathroom across this back lot, but still in the same building. The building was like almost a horseshoe shape. There was a bathroom back there that nobody used because it was a men's room, and there was like one guy that worked in that office. So I would walk all the way across the lot to use that bathroom just to take a crap. Just so, like, nobody would walk in on me, except the other two or three guys that knew about it in my office. So, anyway, I was in there one day after lunch taking a crap, and these are my stories from this place. Both times I was in there taking a crap in the same stall, because I claimed it. It was mine. The first one that I heard was, this guy was pissing in a urinal, and I could hear his piss, like, hitting the urinal, and he, out of nowhere, he farted really loud. It was like, it wasn't so much like a, it was like a pop, like it just exploded from his ass, and it was so forceful that it made his stream of piss, like, kind of go all over the place. Not all over the place, but all over the toilet. And you could hear it, like, kind of get fucked up from the straight stream it was on because of the force of the fart. And I couldn't help it. I started laughing. He started laughing. It was hysterical. So then after that, I was in there one day and squeezing one out. And this dude comes in and goes into this stall across from mine. And he starts shitting. And his very first load, I hear it hit the water, bloop, and he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, every time I take a shit, the first one, I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I love it too much. The next one, I worked at a place called I better not say that either. It was another office. It was a call center. It was a very large building for the amount of employees we had. It was huge. And, you know, at our busiest, with the most call center representatives there, there was maybe 30 or 40 people, maybe. definitely no more than 40. I'd say no more than 35. But there was like 100 or something cubicles there on the floor. You know, so, the building was huge. And then there was, like, way more offices than they needed. They had most of them blocked off so nobody could go in. So, or they used them for storage. And from what I understand, they had a basement, too, but I had never been down there. So, the building was haunted, actually. And I'm not sure by what. But my wife and I used to work there, both as representatives, and we were third shift. And there was even less of us third shift. As a matter of fact, it was just her and I for a long time. After we started third shift, there were two or three other people there with us for like an hour, and then they got off of work and went home. And then it was just her and I, and I think another guy. And then he either quit or moved to days, and it was just her and I for, like, several months. And we heard shit all the time in there. There was the main entrance for employees, and you had to badge yourself in, and you step inside this entryway, and then you have to badge yourself in again. And then you're in the building and you're in like the main hallway, and to the right is the call center. And it's like, there's a wall there, but there's all these openings in the wall. I think three or four of them all the way down the hallway that go into the call center. And no matter where you're at in the call center, if somebody comes in those doors, you can hear them shut. Actually, you can hear them open and then hear them shut. So it was like a habit for everybody to hear that door and turn around to look to see who was coming in, especially on third shift when it's just me and my wife. So all night long, we would hear it. We would hear that door open and shut, or just shut, and we'd both turn to look and nobody would be there. All the time we would hear somebody walking on the floor because it was an elevated floor. So all the cables from the computers could run under the floor, and some spots of the floor creaked, and you would hear it all the time. And it wasn't like the building settling or anything. It was totally like somebody stepped there. We'd also hear chairs, cubicle chairs, being sat down in or raising up. I think one time one of us saw one of the office chairs just finishing spinning. And there's quite a few other stories that I heard over the time I was there. But this one actually happened to me. Of course, I went to the bathroom one night. It was just my wife and I. And it had probably, God, this was so long ago, I think it had four stalls and like four or five urinals. It was a big bathroom and it was really nice. Because you gotta imagine, if they had all the employees they could hold, you're talking 150, 200 employees, so the bathroom had to be kind of big. And it was really nice too for the building. I mean, like the rest of the building, the bathroom was overly nice. It didn't have some old guy in there spraying cologne on you and drying your hands, but, you know, it was still pretty cool. I got done using the bathroom, and I always use the stall at the far end. And it was because it was the handicap stall. It had more leg room for me. I sit with my legs out, man. I gotta, you know, I get comfortable. So, I came out of that, and I heard the door shut, because it, you know, it always shut or whatever, and I went to the sink. Now, the sinks were right across from the stalls, And there was probably four of those, too. And like a big-ass mirror in front of every one of them. So I'm standing at the sink, and I start washing my hands, and I hear a stall door slam shut. And I turn, actually, I didn't even turn. I looked straight up into the mirror, and I watched the third stall door rebounding after being slammed shut. And that one stayed open. So that's how, you know, I knew that it was, I guess, subconsciously, I knew that it was open when I walked in because it always stayed open on its own. So, regardless, even if it was shut, then I watched it open itself, you know, and the vent in there was always on, and the main door getting into the bathroom, it didn't create enough suction to do anything. So, not in a bathroom that big. So, and I was the only one in there. What happened? Who did that? Whoa. Yeah, this is like a Halloween bonus episode, isn't it? yeah, that was good stuff. I went to Red Robin once with my wife. I guess I shouldn't have said that either. But, I just won't tell the location. I told her, we had placed our order, and I said, you know what, I gotta pee real bad. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. So I went into the bathroom, and there was this dude standing at a urinal. And when I walked in, he quickly looked around at me and went, damn it. And he looked kind of paranoid or nervous. And I went into the stall and shut the door, and I heard him say it again, like, God damn it. And I heard his pants zip, and he went to the sink, turned the water on, and had it running for so long. And then when he turned it off, he turned the, I think they had paper towels. He pulled out like 10 paper towels. And I heard him kind of walking all around. There wasn't that much room in the bathroom, but he was walking all around. Then he left. And finally, I got out of the stall because I was already done peeing, but I didn't want to be in there when he was still in there. I didn't want to come out when he was still in there. So I walked out of the stall and I started towards the sink, and he like busted back into the bathroom, looked at me with wild eyes, and turned around and left, stormed off. So I don't know if he just has like public bathroom anxiety like I do, and he froze up and couldn't pee, but he really had to. In which case, I don't know why he didn't use the stall like I do, because he was the only one in there when I went in. Or maybe he was masturbating. Again, why didn't he go to the stall? I don't know. I don't know what I caught him doing, but yeah, that's what I... Oh my God. So those are my opening stories. I have a really long story that's going to take up the whole, you know, other part of the show. So, before that, though, I posted online that I wanted other people's stories. And I think I even mentioned it in the last episode, that I wanted some stories. So, I actually got some responses from several different social sites, and I am going to share those now. Let me just pull them up here. F- From Facebook, I got a couple of stories here, and these are pretty good. You're going to hear my mouse going here. Let's see. From my friend Billy, she said, I had a little kid talk to me under the stall while waiting for their mom, and it was a he, probably only 3 or 4 years old. And I said, he looked under the stall, and she said, yes, head under and all. Kept trying to crawl under, but mom pulled him and kept saying, I'm sorry. He kept talking. It was more of an interview. He asked my name, if I had kids, where they were. fucking kids, right? my other friend, Donis, she said, I walked into a Speedway bathroom and there was a naked guy bathing in the sink. my friend Billy, she has this as well. She said she didn't experience this herself, but one of her jobs, a guy from another department, I think, she wrote another decent, so I think it was department, was washing his junk in the sink. Also, they tend to strip while taking a shit, nicely folding their clothes and hanging over the top of the stall, shoes, socks, all of it off. She said her day cleaners at work see it all. You know, it's interesting because when I was a kid, like young kid, for some reason, when I wanted to take a shit, or had not wanted to, actually, I hated taking a shit when I was a kid. But now, it's one of my favorite parts of the day. That just goes to prove that you learn over the years. You grow and adapt. But when I was a kid, I used to always take a shit with my clothes off. I would strip to take a shit. And I don't know why. I just did. I was more comfortable. I was more in the zone, I guess. yeah, it's kind of freeing, you know? It's kind of freeing. And now every now and then, if I'm going to take a shower, I'll strip first. Like if I have to shit too, I'll shit before I take a shower. And, cause I hate sitting on a toilet seat with a wet ass. And my shower drain doesn't swallow shit very well, so even though that actually would kind of be ideal, shit in the shower, then you have like the shower head to wash your ass. It'd be like a very large bidet in a way. I'm sure the water is warmer than it is coming out of a bidet. Can you imagine waking up in the morning in the winter to go to work, but you got to shit and you take a shit and you use the bidet and it's like fucking ice water hitting you in the ass? That would wake you up more than coffee would. how did I get on the bidets? Okay. Another friend of mine said, I walked in on someone once who was mid wipe, but they were standing up. Evidently, there are several folks who wipe standing up. I think those folks are maybe serial killers. and she said it was a guy. Strangest thing I've ever seen. I'm too lazy to stand up and wipe. I want to stay seated for as long as possible. So, yeah, I stand up to wipe. I don't know... Like, I didn't know growing up that people stayed seated to wipe. You know, that's not something, I mean, how would I know? You know, and when I was just old enough to start using the toilet, I guess, or I had the little trainer potty, you know, like my mom or dad would clean my ass after I shit and they would always stand me up to do it. And I think it just carried on. It was tradition, you know, So yeah, I've always stood. So that's what I told her. I'm like, you know, I stand up. So she said, or, and then I told her, yeah, I told her when my wife and I first got together, she was, let's see, I was 27, so she was 23. And she walked in on me using the bathroom once, just taking a leak. And she was shocked to see that that guys stand to pee. And I'm like, why wouldn't we? Like, you know, we don't have to sit down to pee. You know, and if I was to sit down on the toilet to pee, I would just start shitting. Because, you know, it's like what you do when you sit on a toilet, I guess. It would, my body would be like, oh, it's time to shit now. Even if I didn't have to. Yeah, I don't know. So those are the stories I got from Facebook. Go over to Twitter here. On Twitter, you can follow me at, sorry, at on the phone W Matt. Of course, the W is for with, and I couldn't put it all because you're only allowed so many characters. Anyway, on to the show. My friends over at Idle Chat Podcast, you can find them at Idle Chat Podcast. That was easy. Let's see. I'm looking to see if they have a website on there. No, they don't. Okay. So they said, one day many years ago, I had absolutely no choice but to do a number two at the mall. Halfway through my business, a man pushed hard enough to force open the latched door. I think he was as surprised as I was. And I said, that dude had to go. He was serious about it. And Idle Chat Podcast said, clearly, but did he need to stand there staring at me in shock for like 3 seconds? 3 seconds might not sound like much, but it felt like an eternity. Yeah, 3 seconds in a situation like that is fucking to infinity and beyond. That's a long time to stand there and stare at, or sit there and stare at somebody watching you take a shit. Okay, let's see. Is that all I got? I thought I had another one on Twitter. Clearly I don't. Let's see. No, that's it. Crazy. Okay, on Reddit, I have a few. Let's see, one, two. Okay, I have two. I have a couple. On Reddit, what was that like? Let's see. Okay, that's their name on Reddit. Their Reddit, whatchamacallit. Anyway. Their link, I guess. What was that like? Said, years ago I was playing pool with some friends in a bar. After a while, I went to use the men's bathroom. This isn't one where you go into the room, then go into the stall where the toilet is. This is just one small room, just a toilet and sink. I opened the door and there's a guy sitting on the toilet. I quickly stepped back and went to close the door, but he looked at me and said, no, it's okay, come on in. Fuck that. Personally, I would have definitely locked the door if I were in there. But even worse, I can't imagine being in a state of mind where I wouldn't mind a stranger standing in a small room next to me while I pooped. I decided I didn't really need to use the bathroom right then after all. Yeah, no shit. Let's see. The Awesome Mort. The Awesome Mort said, this happened to me a few years ago. I was closing up a bar for the night. Part of the closing routine is to take the paper trash from the bathrooms and a quick tidy up, just the bare minimum for the AM cleaning staff. Usually the men's bathroom is a war crime. Paper, bodily fluids, errant beer glasses, and all that chaos. I'd even go as far as to say the men's bathroom is 99.8% fuckery. I was working a night where the remaining 0.2% was an action. I gloved up and manned up, mentally buckled the fuckled up, and went into the gents, only to be pleasantly surprised. Just a single paper towel next to the bin. Not a smell of roses, per se, but no problem. I've dealt with worse in there. Next, into the ladies. All right, not so bad, really, but some paper here and there. A mascara brush that someone had forgotten. It could be worse, and that's when I looked up. Pressed tightly to the ceiling, just out of arm's reach for the average population, and far out of the mental reach for most, was a cream bun. A perfect cream bun, perfect in any other way than its placement and custard cream filling firmly fixing it to the ceramic ceiling tile. Who the fuck would waste a perfectly good cream bun? And they went on to say, I still have no fucking idea who or why anyone would spoil such a treat. And the worst part is it was only a Wednesday. Oh, that shit had me cracking up. Oh, that's good stuff. So I think I'll give you a second to process all that before I go into my last epic story. It's quite detailed and long, so that has its own half of the show. I'll be right back. Hiya. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me, listening to all these ridiculous stories. So, this one is kind of a doozy, so buckle up. I hope you brought a lunch. Excuse me. So, this was exactly 20 years ago. My buddy, Ryan, he was one of my best friends. He had introduced me a couple years prior to one of his best friends named Greg. And we all hung out a lot together. Once a week, we went to Hooters for guys' night. And that is something I've talked about before. Well, it was Greg's 21st birthday. I was 22. I think Ryan was 21 as well. So, Greg wanted to go to Hooters, but he wanted to go to a different one. We always went to the same one, typically. So, we decided to go to the one on the river, across from Cincinnati, downtown Cincinnati, in Newport, Kentucky. And this is a floating Hooters restaurant, and you can't tell when you're in it, but anyway. So, they also serve liquor. Now, I don't know how many Hooters serve liquor. Maybe they all do. But this, I think, is the only one I've ever been to where I've seen people actually drinking shots. And it might be because of the service. I'll get to that in a minute. So, we got there, and you have to walk down this long, like, walkway, wood walkway from the parking lot down to the, it's like a big, huge wooden deck that separates Hooters from this other place. It's a bar, but they got a ton of, apparently they have a ton of draft beer. And I can't remember, I think it's called the Beer Cellar. Anyway, all I remember about that place, I've never been, but I know that when Broken Lizard's Beer Fest came out, they went on tour to promote the movie, and they went to bars and basically had bar drinking games like in the movie, but at these locations. And the Beer Cellar, I think, was one of them. I didn't get to go. But we walked down the long plank. Oh, and this plank is one of those that, like, it moves depending on how high or low the water is. so you never know, like, what angle you're going to be walking on. They went in to get a table. I'm sorry. We also had Ryan's girlfriend at the time. I set them up. And Greg's girlfriend at the time, he met her in college. And they're all married now with their own families. Pretty cool. 20 years later. Yeah. So there was a woman dancing on this stage, and her husband was there, like, cheering her on. And now, keep in mind, I was 22 years old. They were probably in their late 30s, early 40s. Maybe older, I don't know. I said something about wishing I had a dollar bill or some singles to tip her. They laughed. I went inside, sat down, and we ordered beer. Just beer. We didn't drink. I don't think we drank any liquor that night. At least at Hooters. Because even then, it was expensive. So, we didn't order any food, though. We weren't there to eat. We were there to drink. Our waitress, who was, you know, she was cute. She was young, too. Probably our age. We found out later, when she started acting weird, that she had been having her customers buy her shots. And each table, she was like, she was smashed while working, serving food. At one point, I got up and went to the bathroom. And, well, before I went to the bathroom, Greg, he said, he came back from the bathroom. He's like, man, there's some weird guy in the bathroom hanging out. And quite a while later was when I went to the bathroom. And he was still in there. And so when you go into the men's room, it's just off of the entryway. I didn't want to say lobby, but it's off of the entryway to the right of the bar. And there is a urinal right inside the door, facing, of course, on the wall. But when you use it, you can look to your right and look right out the door if it's open. So basically, anybody standing out there, if the door opens, can see you peeing. For some reason, I use that urinal. And above it on the wall was a machine, a little vending machine thing for condoms and, like, little packets of lube and all the sex toys. So I'm standing there peeing, and this guy is, like, at the sink, fucking around with the water and looking in the mirror and all this shit. So I get done peeing and I go over to the sink, and he's like, there's supposed to be a club at Newport on the Levee. And I was like, yeah, probably. Newport on the Levee is maybe a quarter mile up the road from the Hooters, and it's a huge building. I mean, it's pretty damn big. And there's a big lit up sign on the back of the building that faces Cincinnati that says Newport. Big lit up letters says Newport. And I said, yeah, there's probably a club over there. I've never been. And he's like, it's supposed to be at Newport on the Levee. And I said, yeah, I know where it's at. It's right up the road. And he was like, can you show me? So I said, you just walk out the door here and look up and straight and you'll see it. So I walked out of the bathroom and I told everybody, like, yeah, he's still in the bathroom. So for some reason, I had been up a little while later. We continued to drink. And I went up by the doors for whatever reason. They had pictures hanging on the wall of older Corvettes, I believe. So I was standing there looking at those, and that couple that had been out dancing, the girl was dancing on the stage, they came in, and I was talking to the guy. He was just standing there, too. And I found out it was her birthday, which was ironic. And so she was in the bathroom, and he was waiting on her. I guess they had just come in from outside. I'm probably telling this all out of, like, order. But anyway, so we hit it off pretty good, and they decided to sit next to us. So there was like this partition that ran almost the whole length of the dining room, and it was only about waist high, stomach high, and our table was on one side of it. It was a small table, like short. We weren't on stools. And then on the other side of the partition was the table that they sat at. So they were kind of joined in with our party. I'm trying to think what else happened. Because the night was full of craziness. So we kept drinking and getting drunk. Because, you know, we're not eating. Our waitress is smashed at this point, and we're just kind of like waiting to see the greatness that is about to unfold. Well, then the couple that sat across from us or next to us, they get up and they're like, well, we're going to leave, blah, blah, blah. And the lady says, do you smoke? I said, yeah, I smoke. She said, here's a pack of cigarettes. And there was only like one missing. I think it was Marlboro Reds. She said that she had quit smoking like 10 years prior. And she thought that for her birthday, she was going to have some cigarettes to treat herself. And she smoked one and realized that was a mistake. She just didn't want them. So she gave them to me, which was cool. And they left. So then we ordered some wings. We got, I can't remember how many wings. I don't even know if the girls ate any. But our check was, there was three of us drinking beer. And I want to say we ordered 5 or 6 pitchers of beer between us. And the girls drank soda, whatever, pop, cola, Coke, whatever you call it. And at one point, I got up to go to the bathroom again. And I'm standing there at that same urinal. Nobody's in the bathroom. I was thankful for that. And I'm so drunk, I'm just kind of standing there, like, not giving a shit about anything going on around me, you know? The door opens, which happens. It's a bathroom in a restaurant that serves alcohol. And somebody comes in. I see somebody else come in. And all of a sudden, there's this arm over my right shoulder starting to put quarters into that machine, that little vending machine. And I hear this woman behind me in the men's room say, don't worry, honey, I've seen it all before. And she gets a couple condoms out and they walk out of the bathroom. I don't know who the other one was. I found out just a moment later that it was her husband. So I finished, washed my hands and everything, and I leave, and there's like 10 people, this big group of people standing right outside the bathroom doors. And they're all like 50s, maybe 60s, but easily 50s. And I saw the woman, and they were all dressed real nice. And I saw her husband, and she's like, "Here's the guy I was behind in the bathroom." And they all laughed. I guess she told the story. And they kind of welcomed me into their group. And I found out they were swingers. They were going back to somebody's house to just have a fucking orgy. And I kind of, like, got invited to join them. Now, who knows how many more people were going to be at this orgy, or if it was just them and me. I was all about it. I was fucking ready. 22, in the prime of my life, in the prime of my sexuality, like, hell yeah, I'm ready to do it. And as we all started to leave the Hooters, my buddy Ryan stopped me. And to this day, I'm a little pissed about that. However, had I gone and may have had a great time, I would have missed this. It was time for us to go, and our waitress went off to get our check. A little while later, she comes back with a check, and at this point, she's just done. She's toasted. So she brings us our check, and the first thing I notice is it's like a CVS receipt. It's like 4 feet long. And so we start looking at it in our drunkenness, and we're like, who ordered clams? Did you order clams? I didn't order clams. Did you see me eating clams? We got wings and beer, and that was it. Literally, that was it. Oh, and the drinks, the pop for the girls. And we look down at the bottom, and the check is over $400. In 2002, today it'd be like $800. So we're like, what the fuck is this? So we ask her, and she's so out of it. She has no idea, like, what's going on. So we get a manager, and the manager looked like he was younger than us. And she sat down at the table behind me. And remember, we're sitting in regular chairs. Actually, no, we weren't. We were sitting on stools. They were little stools that were like as high as a chair. That's right. Because our waitress went to sit on one of those stools and fell off of it onto the floor. And we're like telling the manager, dude, she is smashed. And he was like, yeah, I'll take care of it. I don't know if he ever did, but it was quite obvious that she was smashed. So, he looked at the check and he goes, oh, this is the employee meal ticket for the week. For the week. So, employees, somebody was ordering oysters for their lunch while at work. Somebody ordered clams? No, oysters. I know I said clams earlier. I can't remember what it was. But basically, the receipt was an entire list of their entire menu. So that's what their employees eat for lunch? Fantastic. We got our check, our actual check. I can't remember how much it was, like 50, 60, 70 bucks, something like that. And we said to the manager, should we pay you? And he said, no, pay your waitress. And I'm like, the bitch can't count. She's too wasted. So we give her the money. And she stands there trying to do the math in her head, how much change we get back. We weren't going to tip her. I mean, she gave us a $400 bill. Oh, no, 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 no. We were going to tip her. But she's counting out the change, and she ends up giving us back like $10 more or something than we were supposed to, like, you know. She gave us $10 back more that ate into the total of our check. You know, that was going to be money that she had to come up with on her own at the end of the night. And she said, is that right? And we were like, yep. And we grabbed it and left. So that was the end of that night. So let's recap. swingers party. And I believe a gay man trying to find a date to the club next door. Next or down the street. And hell, I thought I was straight back then. I didn't know I was pie. I was going to say bi and pansexual at the same time. I didn't realize I was pansexual because I thought I was bi at first when I first realized it. But had I known back then, maybe I would have taken him over there. Who knows? Who knows? It's a little weird to go to a men's bathroom and try to pick up a guy as a gay man, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he was new to it. I wouldn't have known where to go either, honestly. Maybe to the club. Yeah, so that was my wild hooter story. I hear walking. I think my wife is awake. Yeah, I'm still recording this on my phone at home. Anyway, those are my public restroom stories. I hope you enjoyed them as much as I guess I did. And I'll talk to you Friday. Yeah, Friday. Have a good week, everybody.